Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The protests against the police killing of George Floyd have continued locally now for more than 10 days, and dozens of people have been arrested, many for unlawful assembly. The Greater Tampa Chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union is calling on Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri to stop the practice of holding peaceful protesters overnight without the ability to post bond. Jackie Aziz is a staff attorney with the local ACLU.
Now, what we heard about specifically in St. Pete was these individuals who were protesting peacefully were arrested on a second-degree misdemeanor called unlawful assembly. Second-degree misdemeanors are the lowest-level state crimes, and they can be punishable by up to no more than 60 days in jail. In most circumstances, people could either be issued a notice to appear, which is essentially a citation, and they're free to go home instead of being arrested, or they would get a really low bail amount, something like $250, which is what the uniform bond schedule provides for in Pinellas. Well, instead of that occurring, the sheriff has taken it upon himself to detain these individuals who are accused of the most minor state offense and detain them on no bond, which is normally reserved for only the most dangerous defendants who have to go see a judge before first appearances. But now these individuals who are out there protesting against police brutality and racism are having to wait overnight to get their first appearance, which, just to be clear, you know, often people do go in front of a judge for a first appearance, but more often than not, people are able to get a bond amount and then they can spend their, you know, first minutes in jail, you know, trying to get someone to bond them out on whatever that uniform bond schedule provides. If you look at the uniform bond schedule for Pinellas County, you will see that generally second degree misdemeanors like unlawful assembly result in just a $250 monetary bail. So that brings the question, why is the sheriff changing the normal way of acting, which is giving someone a $250 bail and making it so these individuals have to wait overnight? It appears this practice, seemingly by design, is meant to scare people off from exercising their First Amendment rights to free speech.
That's Jackie Aziz, a staff attorney with the local ACLU. This morning, local representatives of the ACLU and the NAACP and other leaders in the Black community held a press conference in front of Tampa City Hall. The president of the Hillsborough branch NAACP, Yvette Lewis, said, "The city of Tampa has had their foot on our necks for many years and we cannot breathe." She called for a revamp of the city of Tampa's Police Citizens Review Board.
One, it needs to be transparent. It needs to be completely revamped so it will have true citizens from the community there. See, it was created by the past administration. So it had people on there that were suppressed and wasn't able to speak. So we're asking for true people from the community that knows the community, that understand the community, that has the community voice. And it also, let's put someone from law enforcement on there. Let's all revamp it and work it together.
That's the president of the Hillsborough branch NAACP, Yvette Lewis, speaking today in Tampa. Meanwhile, Atlanta police say two more officers have been fired after two students were pulled from a car amid the traffic of a George Floyd protest this month. Politico is reporting that the Trump administration is preparing to open the door to oil and gas drilling off Florida's coast. But it will wait until after the November election in order to avoid blowback in Florida, whose waters both major parties have long considered off limits to drilling. That's according to four people familiar with the plan. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning with thunderstorms likely in the afternoon and highs near 90. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.